Also very young. All right, Tabo, say good morning. Zachinu to another blot of Meseches Nedarim. So we're picking up today Gimel Amud Aleph. I don't know if I'll say, if you've noticed, by the way, one of the very... Dalit. And we can chazer Gimel if you want, but we'll do Dalit, fine. So I'll tell you, I don't know if you've noticed this, by the way, it's just very interesting how the Dapim in the Darim, so far, it doesn't, of course, doesn't go straight from the Sechta, but it is interesting to see how they end perfectly at the end of Amud Beis. You notice that for the last two blot, so again, we went on Gimel Amud Aleph on the first day, but it is interesting to see how the sugyas, literally, there's a natural break at the end of each page. It's interesting. All right, in any event, the Gemara says the fine top of Dalit. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, well, so remember, the Gemara discussed the idea that you can violate the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, of delaying the fulfillment of a vow with a Nedir Nezirus, if you make a Nedir Nezirus. So we're trying to figure out, how is there ever a case of Baal Ta'acher by Nedir Nezirus? Because after all, again, when does one become a Nazir? As soon as one says, Hareini Nazir. So how could there ever be Baal Ta'acher? How could there ever be delaying of the fulfillment of the vow? So the Gemara gave one answer yesterday, where a person structures their vow in such a way of saying, I'll become a Nazir before I die. Now the Gemara is going to give an answer. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says the following, Kigon de Nadar hu beveis akvaras. So for example, if a person goes in and makes a Nedir Nezirus, and he is standing in a cemetery. And I will say, now of course, this poses an interesting issue, because one of the things a Nazir is not allowed to do is become Tamei Meis, right? He's not permitted to go ahead and come in contact with a corpse. So if a person standing at a Levaya, so moved by the Levaya, and he says, what? Hareini Nazir. So the Shaila is, what's the status of that vow? So I will say, take a look at the Ran for just a moment. Kegon shenazar v'hu b'veis akvara shetzarech lotzeis miyad ulekabel alav nezirus. We'll say, in this situation, a person has to leave this cemetery immediately, accept upon himself the Nedir Nezirus. V'chilo nothik kam lei b'bal ta'acher. So we'll say, here would be a case, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, of Baal Ta'acher. I'm standing in a cemetery, I see Harini Nazir, but because I'm in a cemetery, so the Nedir Nezirus cannot devolve upon me. So what's my obligation? My obligation is to go ahead and get out of the cemetery as quickly as possible so that the Nedir Nezirus can begin. Let's say I delay, I tarry. I don't go ahead and leave the cemetery immediately. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov suggests that would be a violation of Baal Ta'acher. To which the Gemara says, "Hani chalaman damar lo chayli alei nezirus mi'alter." So this approach works fine, according to the Man Damar Bosai, that when you go ahead and you make a neder nezirus in a cemetery, that the neder is not devolving upon you immediately. So, however, el leman damar mi'alter chayla alei mi'ika baal ta'acher. Rabosai, this is a machlokas, right? And there's another opinion. The other opinion says that no, when you're standing in a cemetery and you say hareini nazir, interestingly enough, what's the halacha? The Nedir Nezirus does devolve upon you immediately. If indeed that Nedir Nezirus begins immediately, then what? Then when will you find the situation of Baal Ta'acher by Nedir Nezirus? Well, so take a look at the Ran for just a moment. So the Ran says, Hani chalaman damar lo chayli nezirus ala la'altar. Plutad Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish v'parakim ol dinozir. Here's a machlokas. Til Rabbi Yochanan I achil v'shasiyam v'sakvaris loki the chayli alei nezirus miyad. And I will say, interestingly enough, The ramification is, let's say I'm standing in the cemetery, I say Hareini Nazir, and then what do? I say, let's celebrate my new Nedir Nezirus, let's make a lechayim. Right? So I go ahead and I have a glass of wine in the cemetery. So the shaila now is, have I violated the terms of my Nedir Nezirus? So the Ran says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if I drink wine of the Beis HaKvaris, I get Malkus. Why? Because the Nedir Nezirus is chal immediately, even in the cemetery, with Reish Lakish. Lo chayla le Nedir Nezirus miyad, ulechi nafik meisak baris arach lasra lekabel. According to Reish Lakish, no, the Nedir Nezirus does not devolve upon me in the cemetery, but rather, again, when I leave, I have to be makabel the Nedir Nezirus again once I leave. So if you hold that the Nedir Nezirus is not chal in the cemetery, then I understand how there could be Baal Ta'acher. Because Baal Ta'acher means I tarry in the cemetery longer than necessary, then I'm delaying the performance of my vow. But if you hold that Lamaisa, the Nedir Nezirus is Chal immediately, then ultimately, again, what Baal Ta'acher is? Look at the Ran for just one more moment. Chayli alei nezirus me'alter. Actually, not yet, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, va'od, furthermore, ha'amar mar baravashi, Chaylin is zira salem alter. Yet Mar Barvashi said it would appear that almost everyone agrees, Rabbo said, that when you make a neder nezirus in the cemetery, the neder nezirus devolves upon you immediately. Dechi pligi, when is there machlokes? Le'ingin malkus pligi. Right? The machlokes is only when it comes to malkus. Rabbo said, now look at Rashi. Excuse me, the Ran. What does the Ran say? Chayla ala nezirus me'altar. V'lo tzarech kabbalah. You do not need to re-accept the neder when you leave the cemetery. Le'ingin malkus hu de pligi. Ilaki alachilas anavim ba'odo b'veis akvaras. So what the Gemara is suggesting is really, most people agree that when you make a neder nezirus, when you take a neder nezirus in a cemetery, that neder nezirus is chal right then and there. It is chal right then and there. But lemaisa, again, they only argue about whether or not you get malchus if you were to go ahead and drink a glass of wine or to go ahead and eat grapes right there in the cemetery. So we'll say, if we're now establishing that almost everyone holds that if you take a neder nezirus in the cemetery, and we'll say, now, by the way, the mechanics of that neder nezirus, we're going to get to in Nazir. Because the mechanics, of course, are interesting, because remember, one of the things that brings your neder nezirus to a screeching halt is... right? Exposure to corpse tumah. So how exactly the neder could be chal in a circumstance where ultimately, again, it would normally destroy your neder nezirus, we'll leave for nazir. But the idea that the Gemara is suggesting over here is that lemaisa, when I see harini nazir in the cemetery, I am becoming a nazir immediately. The shaila just is, if I were to have a glass of wine, would I get malchus? So if that's the case, if I'm becoming a nazir immediately, then what? Then where's Baal Ta'acher? Because remember, Rav Akiva Bar Yaakov wanted to suggest there is Baal Ta'acher by Nezirus in a cemetery because it's not Chal until I leave. And therefore, if I delay leaving, I'm delaying the fulfillment of the vow. Now we're saying it's not true. The vow is in effect right now. If that's the case, where is the case of Baal Ta'acher by Neder Nezirus? To which the Gemara says, Afilu Ha'achi, Kamli B'Baal Ta'acher, Mishum Dekama Acher Nezirus B'Tara. To which the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. That even if Lamaisi, you want to say, that if I say Harini Nazir in a cemetery, I am a Nazir, but the longer I tarry in the cemetery, I am delaying the ability to fulfill my neder bitara in a state of ritual purity. So both I say, therefore the Gemara says that's also Baal Ta'acher. So now I want to show you what's very interesting about this. What's interesting about this, the Gemara says, is that apparently again, Baal Ta'acher doesn't just mean delaying the fulfillment of the vow. Baal Ta'acher also means is the prohibition of delaying the fulfillment of the vow in the optimal fashion. And even though if I say Harini Nazir in the cemetery, I become a Nazir, but that's not the optimal fulfillment of the vow. And therefore, again, delaying leaving the cemetery is a violation of Baal Ta'acher. It's Amr Rabashi. So Rabashi said, Hoyo v'chein. Since this is true, therefore, again, Nazir Shetime Atzmo Bemezid. Over mishum baal ta'acher de nezirus tara. So Rav Ashi just says, now that we accept this particular argument, what that also tells us is that if a nazir goes ahead and intentionally is metame himself, now what does that do? That brings to a close the first neder nezirus, and by definition requires restarting of a new neder nezirus. So such a nazir like that is also in violation of baal ta'acher. Because he's delaying the fulfillment of his vow in a state of tara. Okay, so Vachabri Drav Ika Amar. So we'll say, so remember, so now, Kurvachabri Yaakov is this next approach. So far now, remember, we're trying to figure out where do you have Baal Ta'acher in a case of Neder Nezirus. So answer number one that we gave yesterday was where a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die. Right, so remember again, we said once you mention death, you have an obligation to take care of that neder now, and delaying of it will make you in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov now says that what's the case? I'm taking a neder nezirus in a cemetery, and even though again that neder nezirus is chal, but the longer I take to leave, the more I am delaying the fulfillment of the vow in a state of ritual purity. That's also Baal Ta'acher.
How about determination and bringing korbanos?
Baruch Shakivanta. We're going to see that in literally 2 minutes. Good. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Ika Amar. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov says over Baal Ta'acher Tagal Choso. Oh, I will say when is there Baal Ta'acher? There's Baal Ta'acher with the hair cutting of the Nazir. I will say, and I remember again, at the end of the Nazir is not permitted to cut his hair. At the end of the Neder Nezirus, part of the process is that he goes ahead and cuts his hair. If he delays cutting his hair, that's also a violation of Baal Ta'acher. So you will say, Now the Gemara is introducing us to something very interesting, because we always thought that just Baal Ta'acher, it's amazing. We've been living our whole lives thinking that Baal Ta'acher is just an Isser about delaying the beginning of the vow. Now Mamish, we're enlightened, because now we see it's not necessarily true that you could have Baal Ta'acher with the delaying of the performance of specific aspects of the vow, even though the vow has already begun. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that Lamaisa, if the Nazir goes in and delays cutting his hair at the end of the duration of his Nazirite vow, that is also called Baal Ta'acher. To which the Gemara says, now that goes without saying, according to the Man D'Amar who holds that the hair cutting is an indispensable part of the process, but Rabosei, even according to the opinion who holds that the hair cutting is not an indispensable part of the process, however, mitzvahs giluach miha lo mekayim. It will say, even if you hold that it's not ma'akiv, everyone will agree that what? You still have to do it. And therefore, delaying doing it will what? Will go ahead and will be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Look at the Rana for just one moment. Taglachas ma'akeves. It's in like the fourth, not of the widest, but the wider lines. Taglachas ma'akeves. Plukti drabalazer v'rabanon. The drabalazer hadichsev. The achar yishtar nazir yayin, when the pasuk says afterward, after the vow, the nazir will drink the wine. Sahainu achar kala ma'asim kulon. Achar after means after all of the actions. Dainu taglachas, the hair cutting, hartzaz damim, the bringing of sacrificial blood. Ulurabonon miyat shevi karbonos of mutter b'yayin. So both says fundamental machlokes as to whether or not do you need the hair cutting in order to go ahead and drink wine or not. So both say, of course, if you hold that you need the hair cutting, so delaying the hair cutting will be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. But even if you don't hold that the hair cutting is absolutely necessary to go ahead and drink wine, everyone will agree that what? It's still a necessary piece, and therefore delaying of any necessary piece, by definition, will put you in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Was it just before I go on, I forgot to mention, the Shir today is sponsored by Sonia Kozlovsky and family in honor of Baruch Fischl's birthday. Mazel tov, mazel tov. And Moshe Ben Sion's birthday. Baruch Hashem. Mazel tov until 120. Says the Gemara Weiter. So the Gemara says, So Marzuch Rabbi Rav Mari said, over about the Acher Karbonosov. This is what Sayyid mentioned before. So we'll say now, Marzuchra is giving another approach. Where else can you be over about the Acher? You could be over about the Acher ultimately again with the bringing of Karbonos. So we'll say, remember, at the end of the Nazirite vow, the duration of the Nazirite vow, there's an obligation to bring Karbonos. Somebody goes ahead and delays bringing their Karbonos. They could be in violation of about the Acher. So the Gemara says, Umin Hacha Nafgale. Now, Rabosei, are we suggesting over here that if someone delays bringing their karbonos, that we learn out that that is prohibited because of Baal Ta'acher? We learn that out separately. Mehasam nafkali. Rabosei, the prohibition to go ahead and delay bringing karbonos is learned out from a different pasuk. Where is it learned out from? Ki darosh yidreshenu. Because the pasuk says literally, I will go ahead and seek out from him. Now I'll say the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting over here is Kisidor Neder La Hashem Elokecha. If you make a neder to Hashem your God, Lo Sacher L'Shalmo, do not delay in paying it. Ki Darosh Yidreshenu Hashem Elokecha Mi'imach, Lish Baruch Hu will seek it out from you. V'haya Becha Chet. And if you don't go ahead and give it, ultimately, again, it'll be a chait against you. So now what the Gemara is suggesting was the following. So Marzucha wanted to say that Lamaisa, if you don't bring your karbonos at the end of your Nazirite vow, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says, no. If you don't bring your karbonos at the end of your Nazirite vow, you have a bigger problem, meaning you have a more general problem, which is the general problem of not bringing your karbonos on time. Torah says, if you don't bring your karbonos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will seek it out from you. So we don't learn that out from Baal Ta'acher. We learn that out from Deroshi Drishenu, to which the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Baruch Hu will seek it out from you. Elu chatos v'ashamos. This refers to chatos and asham offerings, where if you are chayiv to bring it, you must go ahead and bring it quickly. To which the Gemara says, and if you look at the Ran says, Eilu chatos v'ashamos, v'karbanos nozir harehin b'chlal. You know, also remember, chatos and asham means anytime you're obligated to bring a karban, you have to bring it immediately, or as immediately as possible. You do have, remember again, we'll say, if you have to bring a karban, you don't have to drop everything necessarily and run to Yerushalayim the next day. Remember, there is a certain duration of time which you have to bring the karban, but remember, it has to be done with some level of immediacy. So therefore, again, I don't have to learn this out from Baal Ta'acher. To which the Gemara says, what would I have thought? Chiddush hu shechid shetorah b'nazir. That since Nazir has a specific chiddush, that maybe lemaisa Nazir is different than a chatas and a asham. So the Gemara says, my chiddush, so what's the novelty in Nazir? Ilema delo mitfas le lechatas. Lechatas Nazir b'neder. So maybe you'll say like this. So we'll say, you know why the kavanos of a Nazir is unique? Because we'll say, let's say somebody says, Hareini mekabel al atzmi lahavi chatas nazir. I say, I hereby accept upon myself to bring the chatas offering of a nazir. So we'll say, so what is the status of such a declaration? The halacha is, it's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Because unless you are a nazir, you cannot go ahead and obligate yourself to go ahead and bring a chatas nazir. So I might have thought that since I can't go ahead and bring that karban as in a voluntary fashion, therefore, I said, maybe it's not subject to Daroshi Drishenu. Maybe it's not subject to the general general obligation to bring a carbon in an expeditious fashion. The Gemara says, 1 second, Hari Chatos Chelev. But look at the case of Chatos Chelev. Let's say the case of Chatos Chelev is the idea that if a person goes and eats chelev, forbidden fat, they have to bring a carbon chatos. So what about a chatos chelev? She'ein matfisa b'neder. I will say, if you take a neder to bring a chatos chelev, that neder is not binding. Va'over v'bal ta'acher. Because we'll say, obviously, you can't bring a chatos chelev unless, of course, what? Unless you ate chelev. So the idea over here is, and yet still in that case, va'over v'bal ta'acher, and yet, again, you are still in violation of bal ta'acher. Rather, so what is the chiddush? You must remember, just to keep the flow over here, remember, the Gemara was suggesting, Marzucha was suggesting, that lemaisa, again, you could violate the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher by Nazir, by delaying in bringing your karbonos. To which the Gemara answered, but we already know that. How do we already know that? We know that from the pasuk of Daroshi Drishenu, which tells us that whenever you go ahead and have to bring a karban, you have to bring it quickly. And if you don't, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to seek it out from you. To which the Gemara says, well, I might have thought that maybe Nazir was not included in the pasuk of Daroshi Drishenu because of some unique novelty that it possesses. So now the Gemara says again, so what is Elamai Chidusheha? What is the Chidish of Nazir? Sakadai Tchamina, I would have thought, Hoel Ve'im Amar Hareini Nazir Afilu Min Acharitzan. But say, listen to this, that if a person would say, I am a Nazir from grape seeds, right? And I will say, now a Nazir is not permitted to eat grape seeds. So let's say he says again, you know what, the truth is, I'm not really ready to give up wine. Right? I'm not ready to give up grapes, but you know, I'll give up grape seeds. Right? As I'm undertaking a Nazirite vow not to eat grape seeds. So it says, what's that lachas? This is pretty amazing. This is why you need to come to Daf Yomi, because you can get yourself into big trouble. So the Gemara says, having Nazir lakol. So if you make a neder like that, it doesn't work. If you say, I'm a Nazir min acharitzan, I'm a Nazir from the grape seed, guess what? You bought the whole, how does it go? You bought the whole enchilada? All right, farm, good. All right. Enchilada sounds better. I don't know what enchilada is. But all right, so the Gemara says, in any event, so the idea is you've bought, right, you've undertaken the entire neder nezirus, right? It's all yours. So the Gemara says, I might have thought, therefore, I might have thought like this, since neder nezirus has this incredibly unique aspect, where even if you only say that you're undertaking one small part, in fact, you have bought the entire neder nezirus, therefore maybe it's not included in the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, Kamashmalan, that it is included in the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, and if you delay bringing your karbanos nazir, you are actually in violation of Baal Ta'acher.
Is that because it's Yad?
Like,
it's a partial. You're only saying part of.
No, so we'll discuss why that is. Because this is normal. This is actually strange, because normally by Nedarim, we actually go Acher Lashon B'nei Adam. We do go ahead and we follow the way that people normally speak. So here you would think that if you explicitly articulated that you're only undertaking chartzon, that should be limiting. But yeah, we'll see the chiddush over here. We'll see why that is. So the Gemara says, Ella, So we'll say this makes sense according to the Manda Amr, who says that if you go ahead and you take a Nazirite vow only to abstain from grape seeds, that indeed that makes you an entire Nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you only become a Nazir if you mamish agree to abstain from everything, so what is there to say? Furthermore, Rabbi say this whole discussion doesn't make sense, because in all of these, remember what we're trying to say, we're floating a havamin over here, that Nazir would not be included in Daroshi Dershenu because it has a Chiddush. But every Chiddush the Gemara has mentioned so far is a Chumrah. So if Nazir has additional Chumrah, Rabosai, that would not be grounds to say that it's not included in Darosh Yidrashenu. In fact, if we see that it's more Chumrah, that would be argument to say what? That of course it's included in Darosh Yidrashenu. Elamai Chiddush, rather, what is the Chiddush of Nazir? The Sakadait Chamina, I might have thought to say, Ho'wil, on the base, Ho'wil v'im gilach al-achas mishlashtan yotza. Rabosai, now listen to this, because I would have thought that if he went ahead and he cut his hair after doing one of the three processes, he's yotze. Now, look at Rashi here for just a moment. So Rashi's left hand side, shem gilach al achas mishlashtan. Listen to this: the nazir chayiv shalosh karbanos, right? A nazir is chayiv three karbanos: ola, chatos, ushlamin. It's chayiv in ola, chatos, and ushlamin. Kidich siv v'hikriv es karbon ola Hashem keves ben shnasol tamim v'im lo hevi el chatos. Now the issue is that if the Nazir just brought one of the karbanos, the chatos, he's able to go ahead and cut his hair already. And this, of course, is an incredible chiddush. So listen to this. So since Nazir does have a kula, what's the kula? That even though he has to bring three karbanos, after he already brings one of them, that gives him the license to cut his hair. So I might have thought that once he has the license to cut his hair after one karbon, that for some reason he's not included in the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher. Kamashmona, that is not the case. Kamashmona said that even though Nazir has this quote-unquote kula, he is still ultimately again responsible if he delays the bringing of the rest of the karbonos. Vibayisema, the other possibility is, my chidusheho, what ultimately again is the chidish of Nazir, mishum delo matfiso beneder. Ultimately, again, we'll say this goes back to what we said before, that you cannot go ahead and undertake the neder nezirus, as we say it differently. You cannot obligate yourself in a chatos nazir through a neder. They both say a person can't say, I'm going to bring a chatos nazir. If a person makes a statement like that, that statement is meaningless. The only time it is meaningful if you say that you're bringing a chatos nazir is when if you're a nazir. But if you're not a nazir, you can't go ahead and make a nazir to bring a chatos nazir. So maybe that's the chiddush over here. But that which we said before, v'hadik hashilacha chatos chilev. But Rabbi Yosef said, but that's not unique by nazir. For example, if I say I obligate myself to bring a chatos chilev, right? The chatos offering for eating chilev. But Rabbi Yosef, if I didn't eat chilev, I can't bring that karban either. Here's the difference. Chatos chilev ka'asya l'chapara. So also here's the difference, that when you bring a chatos for chilev, why are you bringing that chatos? That's for kapara. That's for atonement purposes. So I'll say it makes sense that if you didn't do the crime, you can't bring the atonement, right? If you didn't commit the sin of eating chilev, there's no atonement for me. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Asya l'chapara. Rashi almost right across. Dahai tzarech kapara mishum chilev sha'achol. Person needs atonement because of the forbidden fat that they ate. V'cheva de kapara ka'asi, and since a person required kapara, so therefore again, ka'ib about ta'acher. Therefore again, I will say, if a person doesn't bring that karban, ultimately again, they're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. However, again, finish Rashi, v'al nozir lo ovit shum chet, li'bay kapara. I will say, however, again, a nazir, again, has not committed any kind of sin that requires kapara. What the Gemara is suggesting over here is that lemaisa, again, when is there Baal Ta'acher? Baal Ta'acher maybe is when, again, a person has committed some type of act, in a case, let's say, of chelev chatos, where a person has committed a sin, therefore the carbon is necessary for kapara. Where carbon is necessary for kapara, you can't delay bringing it. Back to the Gemara. However, again, chatos nazir lemai osya. But again, Abbas, when a person brings a chatos for a nazir, right, for at the end of his nazir naziros, why is he bringing it? He hasn't committed any type of avera. And therefore, because he hasn't committed an avera, therefore, I might have thought that the delaying of bringing that karban would not make me in violation of, would not make me in violation of Baal Ta'acher. I had to give myself 1 second. Farichatos Yoledes. But Rabbi said, what about the sin offering that a woman who has given birth brings? So, Chatos Yoledes, Shdilo Asya Lekapara. Rabbi said, obviously that's not coming to effect. She doesn't need atonement for anything. And yet, Va'avar Ala Mishum Baal Ta'acher. And yet, what Rabbi said, she goes ahead and if she doesn't bring it, she is in violation of Baal Ta'acher. So you see over here that if you have a karban, even if it does not affect kapara, there is still an issue of Baal Ta'acher, which would then would what? Would immediately place the chatos nazir right back in the category of karbanos that are subject to Baal Ta'acher. To which the Gemara says, still not a good comparison, because hahi kasharya la lemecha bekadshin. Oh, I'll tell you the difference in that case is what? Is that, remember, I will say, she can't eat kachim, she can't eat sacrificial items. Let's say she's a wife of a kohen. She can't eat any sacrificial items without what? Or she can't eat truma without that carbon. So to a certain degree, that carbon permits her to do things. Because it permits her to do things in the consumption of kachim, therefore it's subject to the laws of Baal Ta'acher. On the other hand, again, one can make the argument that perhaps the chatas nazir is in a different category, and therefore the maisa maybe it's not subject to Baal Ta'acher. So we'll say, what comes out over here, so the Gemara, this sugya stops over here. But the idea that comes out from this particular sugya is the following. So let's work backwards. So remember, the whole point of the sugya was trying to figure out where do you see that nazir could be subject to the laws of Baal Ta'acher. So we'll say, so number one we saw is that lemaisa, it could be with karbanos. If you delay going ahead and bringing the karbanos of nazir, you could go ahead and be subject to laws of Baal Ta'acher. Now, the reason why that's a novelty is because we see that nazir is different than other karbanos. So the Havamina is, I might have thought that because of those unique differences, that karban nazir is not subject to the laws of Baal Ta'acher. Hamash malon it is. So if you delay going ahead and bringing your Nazirite offerings, at the end of the duration of your Nazirite vow, you are over on Baal Ta'acher. Other possibility is if you delay getting your hair cut after your Nedin Aziris could also be Baal Ta'acher. Third possibility is that if you took a Nedin Aziris in the cemetery, and then you delayed leaving the cemetery, even though the Nedin Aziris is Chal on you, even in the cemetery, the act of delaying leaving the cemetery ultimately delays the fulfillment of the vow B'tara in a state of ritual purity, and that's Baal Ta'acher. And of course, fourth possibility, which is what we learned yesterday, is that Lamaisa person makes a Nedir saying, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die. Once you go ahead and you link your Nazirite experience to death, there is an imperative to go ahead and take that Nedir Nazirus as quickly as possible. Fine. So the Gemara goes weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Uma Nidarim Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bito, Ubal Mefer Nidre Ishto, Af Nazirus. So we'll say, so remember, this Gemara is quoting from the Brisa earlier. So Mar said that just like when it comes to regular Nidarim, a father has the ability to annul the vows of his daughter, and a husband has the ability to annul the vows of his wife, af nezirus. So too when it comes to nezirus, ha'av mefer nezirus pito, a father has the ability to annul the neder nezirus of his daughter, ubal mefer nezirus ishto, and a husband has the ability to be mefer the neder nezirus of his wife. So the Gemara says, lamali, why do I need this particular limud? Hekesha tese b'mematz, excuse me, lamali hekesha, tasty mamatsin minidarim. And I was saying, now the truth is, like, why do I even need this whole statement? Nazir is what? It's a neder. So meaning, once you tell me that a father has the right to annul his daughter's neder, and a husband has the right to annul his wife's neder, you don't need to start listing all different types of nedarim. It's understood. I will say, amematsinu essentially is like, amematsinu is the exegetical principle, but essentially means like a common denominator. Meaning, once you've established that this right of annulment exists from a father to a daughter, from a husband to a wife, when it comes to nedarim, I don't need you to go out of your way and tell me that it also applies to a nedu nezirus, because that's obvious. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I need to say it. Because Dilma Gabi Nidarim Hu De Mefer Mishum Dolo Isle Kitsusa. We'll say, here's the chilek. When it comes to Nidarim, I might have said, the reason a father has the ability to annul the neder of his daughter, or for that matter, a husband has the ability to annul the neder of his wife, is Mishum Dolo Isle Kitsusa. Isle Kitsusa means they don't have any specific duration. In other words, Rabbi said that when you undertake a neder, so unless you qualify that neder with a particular time frame, the assumption is that what? That neder extends, right? I take a neder not to go and eat grapefruit. So Lemaisa, again, that neder extends just forever. There's no logic, there's no reason to assume it doesn't. So I might have thought, when does a father have the power of annulment over his daughter, and when does a husband have the power of annulment over his wife? That's when the neder doesn't have a duration. However, aval gabi nezirus de islei kitusa. But Rabbi said, when it comes to an neder nezirus, which by definition has a duration, Rabbi said, now what does that mean? As we will see, that even if a person does not explicitly say how long they're going to be a nazir for, destam nezirus la miyom. Rabbi said, an unqualified neder nezirus extends for 30 days. So Rabbi said, this is actually very interesting. If you go out and you say hareini nazir, and I'm a nazir, and you don't qualify the duration, it's 30 days. If you say hareini nazir, you know, for 5 years, You could attach a duration for as long as you want, but without any explicitly stated duration, the nezirus only lasts 30 days. So I might have thought, Rabbi Osai, that in a self-contained neder like that, that lasts 30 days, maybe what? Maybe the father should not have power of annulment over the daughter, and maybe, again, the wife should not have power of annulment, the husband should not have power of annulment over the wife. Kamashon, that is not the case. Kamashon, that even a neder nezirus, which has an inherently built-in short or limited duration, even in that case, father has the ability to annul the neder nezirus of his daughter, as husband has the ability to annul the neder nezirus of his wife. Ha'omer l'chavera mudarni. So we'll say, now the Gemara is going to go back and begin to speak about the yados cases. Right, the truncated verbiage cases. So remember again, this is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, mudrani mimcha, mifrushani mimcha, merichukani mimcha. Right, a man says, a person says to his friend, I am mudr from you, I am separated from you, I am distanced from you, shani ochalacha, that which I eat of you, shani tomlacha, that which I taste from you, Usser. In all of these cases, Rabosai, so the effect is that a person has made a bona fide neder, and therefore, again, a person is usser to benefit. All right, so these are the cases of yados, partial declarations. So says the Gemara, now we're going to qualify this. It's actually quite interesting. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Bekulon, ad sheyomer sha'ani ochalacha, sha'ani tomlacha. So we'll say, Shmuel says the following. Shmuel says in all of these cases, Rabosai, if you make a statement, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, mirchukani mimcha, those statements are irrelevant. Those statements are only meaningful if you attach a follow-up statement that says, shani ocha lecha, shani toim lecha. In other words, if you go ahead and you say, mudrani mimcha, or mudrani mimcha, sha'ocha lecha, shani ocha lecha, I take a neder that I may not eat from you, then that statement is effective. But if you just say mudrani mimcha, I am mudered from you, I am nedered from you, ultimately, again, that statement by itself is ineffective. I will say, if you take a look at the Ran, so the Ran over here says, Elahachi ka'amar Shmuel. So the Ran says, Devade Shmuel gufei moda, tahanach tamas nisa mili mili katani, debechol chad misar. El miu ka amar demas nisin chada katoni. Di'i mili mili katoni hechi tani bechad aser. Now we'll say, now what Shmuel is going to say is, and we'll explain this more fully in just a little bit, but look at this Lex 9. Delo shavu, debe mudrani mimcha, shnehem asurim. Actually, I'm sorry, I'm skipping ahead here. I apologize. Let's go back to the Gemara for just a moment. So remember again, so what Shmuel seems to be saying right now is that Lamaisa, these shortened forms of where it says mudrani mimcha, muchrakani mimcha, only work if you qualify it with a statement of that I will eat, that I will not eat from you, that I will not taste from you. So the Gemara says Meisvei. So where is the kasha? Mudr ani mimcha, mefushani mimcha, mirichukani mimcha, hari za'aser. We'll say here the Gemara quotes the Braisa, and the Braisa says that if I make these statements, I make these statements to Reuven, I am mudr from you, I am separated from you, I am distanced from you. In all of these cases, hareza asr. Now, what does this show you? That shows you that even these partial statements, without what? Without sha'ani ochelecha, without sha'ani toim lecha, still have the ability to create a chalos shem neder. Still have the ability to go, these are yados, these are partial declarations which are effective. How is the Gemara says, hareza asr, sha'ani ochelecha, sha'ani toim lecha, hareza asr. And Yerabos say, now again, there's a second set of statements that you can make, partial declarations that you can make. If I say that I won't eat from you, right, or I won't taste from you, that's also a partial declaration of a neder and becomes aser. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? You see from here that even if you just make the statement, mudrani mimcha, mefrushani mimcha, and even if you don't attach to it a statement or a follow-up phrase, shani ochel lecha, shani toim lecha, then ultimately it works. To which the Gemara says, no, Haki Kartani, this is what it means to say. But Medrama Murim, they will say, when do we say that a statement of Mudra Ani Mimcha, Mufrashani Mimcha, Mirichukani Mimcha is effective to create a neder? That's only Ba'omer Shani Ochalacha, Shani Tomacha. That's only if you follow it up with the phrase that I will not eat of yours or I will not taste of yours. In other words, Rabbi say, what the Gemara is suggesting is, if I make a statement to Ruvain, Mudrani Mimcha, I am nedered from you. Such a statement, the Gemara is suggesting, is not meaningful. But if I say, Mudrani mimcha, sha'ochlachani mimcha, sha'ochlacha, I am nedered from you and that I will not eat from you, such a statement is effective. But again, just the mudrani without the sha'ani ochelacha will not be enough. Is that true? Vahatanya ipcha. But yet we learn just the opposite. Sha'ani ochelacha, sha'ani toim lecha, aser. But Rabbi say, we learned in the Braisa that what? That if a man says, if I say to Ruvain, that I eat from you, that I taste from you, which the inference from that is that I am taking a neder not to eat from you, not to taste your food, aser. Again, such a statement is effective, meaning it creates a neder. I can't eat yours, I can't eat your stuff. Mudrani mimcha, mefrushani mimcha, mirchukani mimcha. Similarly, if I make the statement, I am mudr from you, separated from you, distanced from you, hareza aser. Ultimately, again, it's aser. So we'll say you see that these partial statements of either mudrani or ochalacha both create isurim for a neder. To which the Gemara says, Tani hachi, this is how you have to understand it, ukvar amar mudrani. We'll say, so what's the case? When do we say sha'ani toim lecha ultimately works? That's only if you said first mudrani. If you say mudrani mimcha, and then followed up with a statement of sha'ochalacha, then such a statement is effective. But apparently to say mudrani mimcha by itself or shani ochalacha by itself are not going to be effective lashonos of nedarim. To which the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, hainu resha. Right? Then the Braisa is saying the same thing. Va'od, aser lama li lemisni. They're both saying there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that stylistically the way that the Braisa is set up, because how is the Braisa set up? Mudrani mimcha, mefrushani mimcha, mirchukani mimcha, aser, sheyochalacha, sheyitam lacha, aser. If really these statements are all linked, and in reality what you're telling me is that a statement of mudrani mimcha is only effective if what? If what? With shani ochalacha, then the braisa should only state aser when?
Once,
at the end of all of those statements. The fact that the braisa mentions some of the statements as aser, then another group of statements that says aser seems to indicate to us what? That each of those partial statements stands on its own. To which the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, Taima da amar shani ochalacha, shani toim lecha, hu da aser vechavera mutter. So we'll say now Shmuel advances a very interesting approach. Shmuel wants to say, you're right. Each of these lashonos are effective, but they affect different things. So for example, if a person says, Shani ochalacha, shani toim lecha, person says, just this lashon, Rabosai, that I hereby undertake a promise, shani ochalacha. We'll say now, what's of course intriguing about this is, shani ochalacha translates as, I'm going to eat your stuff. Of course, that's not what it means in this context. What this context is, I hereby undertake a vow regarding things that I eat of yours, which indicates to us that when I say shani ochalacha, or when I say shani toim lecha, hud aser, v'chaver ob mutter. So we'll say, when I make that type of lashon, that lashon creates an iser for me, the vower, but what? I am only aser to Ruvain's stuff. Let's say I'm taking the vow to Ruvain. So when I say shani ocha lecha, shani toim lecha, I'm creating an iser on myself that I can't eat Ruvain's stuff. However, v'chaver ob mutter. But Rabbi say, Ruvain is totally permitted to eat my stuff. Look at the Ran. Look at down over here in that ran that I started before. Al-Hachi Ka'amar Shmuel. So look in the second line of that ran. Dibin Mudrani Mimcha, if I go ahead and I make the, well, actually, the Ran's skipping ahead a little bit. If I make the Neder Mudrani Mimcha, I am Mudr from you, Shnehan Asurin, Ubishani Ochalacha, Hu Aser Vechavero Mutr. So we'll say Shmuel's making a very interesting observation. So Shmuel says, if I just say Shani Ochalacha, what I am saying to Ruvain is, I can't get any benefits from your stuff, so I am prohibited, but Ruvain, you're permitted in my stuff, top of hay. Aval, Amar Mudrani Hemach, but Rambam says, if I go ahead and I say, I am mudred from you, then what? Aval, Amar Mudrani Hemach, Lichude, Shnehen Asurin. Both of us will be asur, meaning I can't get benefit from Ruvain's stuff, and Ruvain can't get benefit from my stuff. The Gemara says, "Ki yadu am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina." As Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said, "Mudrani heimach shnei anasurin." If I make the statement of "I am mudred from you," I am asur in Ruvain's stuff, and Ruvain is asur in my stuff. We'll say, take a look at the top ran on the daf. Dam Rabbi Yosi, left hand side. Dam Rabbi Yosi, "Mudrani heimach shnei anasurin." Nira be'inai dahai taima. Mishum demash. Well, why is that? If I say I am mudr from you, why is that? He says, "Mishum." Demashma. Mudr ani unechasi mimach uminechasecha. Because I will say, ultimately what I'm saying is, when I say mudr ani, I am saying I and my property cannot get any benefit from you and your property. Hilchach, kevan de bechlal ani havu nechasim, al karche chaver nami aserbo, de ilo nechasim lav bnei asani mechaver ninu. So I will say, when I say mudrani mimcha, what I'm saying is I am removing any level of hana'ah from you and by extension you from me. In other words, what I'm saying over here is I cannot get benefits from anything of you and yours, and by definition you can't get benefits from anything of mine. You know what I'm saying? I have the ability to say you may not get benefit from my property. I absolutely have that ability to say. So what Shmuel is suggesting over here is the following, that really both Lashonos are correct, but both Lashonos accomplish different things. If I say any ochel lecha, any toim lecha, so what I'm doing is it's a much narrower neder, and the neder that I'm making is I may not get benefit from you, but yet what? That neder has no impact on you to me. However, if I say mudrani mimcha, so mudrani mimcha Shmuel suggesting is a much more dramatic neder where I am saying I cannot get any benefit from you, and you cannot get any benefits from me. So both sides. So therefore, the ma'isa again, both lashonos work together. Both Lashonos ultimately work independently as well. Again, one last time, if I say any toim lecha, any ochel lecha, that is a neder of more limited scope. I may not get benefits from you, but you are still permitted to get benefits from me. But if I say mudrani, mufreshani, merichu kani mimcha, that type of all-encompassing Lashon says, you can't get benefits from me, or I should say, I can't get benefits from you, but also included in that is, you may not get benefits from me or any of my property. I will say, we'll stop over, we'll pick up in Mirza Hashem, a few lines down from the top. Hey, Ahmed Aleph tomorrow.
How does that work exactly? You can affect someone else.
Well, I'm not affecting someone else. It's my property. So my property, I have the right to determine who gets benefits from what. So I'm telling you can't use my stuff.
I can tell you can't use my stuff, but that's not a matter.
Right.
No, I'm prohibiting my stuff upon you. You can't get benefit from it.
So if now Reuven comes and uses that stuff...
He's not over on Bal Yachel, but he's not permitted to do so.
So he's used my stuff without permission. That's gzeila.
Correct.
It's not anything with neder.
Correct. He's not in violation of a neder. Correct. But he's in violation of a prohibition.
And I'm not in violation of a neder either, because I didn't do it.
That is correct.
So how does that become part of the Dara?
Because it creates a reality. The neder creates a reality. The neder says, I don't want you to use my stuff. Meaning, under normal circumstances, you remember, this is like the halacha we learned on Yontif. Under normal circumstances, so you walk into shul, you see my talis and tefillin, you're permitted to use it. Right? If I say mudrani mimcha, you can't use it.
Space invaders grab.
So correct. It's not the pshat. You're not going to be in violation of a neder. Reuven won't be in violation of a neder if he does use it. But the ma'aseh created an iser.
You can't come back on it. Correct.
So absolutely completely out.
It's a
why? I'm saying you can't get any benefits from anything that's mine. I can't get benefit because I'm making a nether. That's how I'm affecting this. I am affecting this whole thing by